Race Sivan, Wednesday the 23rd of May, Diamanach Geli, Rus and Inyone Geirus.
Good morning. It's a fagnigant to see all of the cousins this unsociable time of the day in Switzerland. The institution should go with Chayim al-Khoyo. So, as you just heard, it's being billed as Rus and Inyone Geirus. I'm a bit of a privileged position to speak about Inyone Geirus because we're one of the only Bokidinim in the country, this country that deals with Geirus. We're also involved with Geirus throughout Europe. It's a parasha which is a little bit complicated. It's not as simple as one thinks. And perhaps I'll begin a little bit by Chazal and the Divrei Chazal that refer to Geirus. Even within our Haredish community, there's sometimes confusion. Geirus is a good thing, it's a bad thing, do we want it, do we not? And different people quote different Chazal, and it would seem they're all right. Everybody knows the Chazal, Kosher Geirus, the Yisrael Kisapachas, that Geirus in overall isn't good for Klal Yisrael. Kisapachas, Apachas is a mega, it's not a good thing. Just started. Haven't breathed yet. So that is a Chazal, that is a Gemara, that's a Gemara in Kiddushin, that's I am in the base. It's quoted in various places in Shas. Omer at Chel ben Koshen Gei, when he saw Kisapachas, Shemema, Venil Bahagir, Aleh, Venispuchu, Alteis Yankui, and Nishkindu Tizach. On the other hand, there is a Gemara in Pesachim, and the Gemara in Pesachim that Pezayin on the base tells us, Va'omer Rabbi Elazar, Mehigle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Yisrael Lebein HaUmos, Elo Kidei Sheyitesu Aleihem Geirim. The only reason why we are in Golus is to be an example for Goyim, but those Nitzaytas and Emes, the Chassidish Sforim, all of them, all speak about. And even in Mitzrayim, we know the fact that you know Mitzrayim, we know the Malad and Mitzaytis. And now there are people around who who come towards the Yidden, and we're in Golos for that. Adarabah, Tosfos already in the various places in Yevamos and Kiddushin ask the question that we have this contradiction. On the one hand, we say Kosher Geirim Yisrael Kisapachas, and on the other hand, we're told we're only here in Golos so that there should be more Geirim, so you can want more Geirim, is that good as that? So Tosfos, that's exactly it. That because in order we should have Geirim, we've got to stay in Golos. So we may not overzoy Geirim and Nishkin Gutazach, because if not for Geirim, Moshiach would already be here and we'd already be carrying on. So the Kosher Geirim Kisapachas is Adrav, just because of that, because we've got a lengthy Golos in order to be able to bring in Geirim. The Tosfos and Rashi, they give the other various Mahalchim, the two why Geirim are difficult. One Rashi brings Shein on the key in the mitzvahs. That if they one is Megaya, even then they've got Nachrayis, they become accountable, and then if they don't keep the mitzvahs properly, so they're then part of Klal Yisrael, and we all get accountable on their cheshbon. So that's the reason why it's not good. That if that were to be the reason, and all these reasons, they're all evidence, they're not mutually exclusive. Every reason is correct with that, right? Then if one ensures that a Geir is going to be the tactic in Torah and Mitzvahs, and that reason would fall away. Others say a completely different reason. Because there's a mitzvah of the Haftalis again. Because one has to be extremely careful, even though Leisoinu Ishes Amisoi, that no Yid is allowed to chaka or cause distress or anguish to another Yid, but all the more so for a Geir. So because we've got mentioned many times in the Torah, it's a law to a Geir, the Mela Odezoik, it puts a chiv on Yidin, so the Mela, they are Mechai of us. So that's the reason why the Gemara says it's difficult. There is a Pirish brought from Boharav Rav Avron Geir, brought down in Tosfos, who says, no, do you know why? Because they show us up. Because Adarabah, when the Daknik, the Mitzvahs, etc., and Yidin aren't, again, it's Kilo acts as a Kitrug against Yidin. The further Pshat, And each one of them have got ramifications of to how our whole attitude towards gay us all together. Other chat is no. At the end of the day, however choshuv and gay tzedek can be a tzedek, at the end of the day, in nichus filters, and the Chazal say, "In Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shoyresh Chinosoi BeYisrael Elo Arad Yichosim Only in Kesor BeYichus," and therefore that kilu adulterates the yichus of Klal Yisrael. So I've given you a bit of a sprinkling of what Chazal say about it. According to all the pshatim, there is a parsha in the Torah of Geirus. The Torah is replete with various psukim that refer to the Geir and how to treat the gay, and v'ahavtem es ha-gay, and chukah achat yelechem, and ha-gay ha-kor, v'seichachem. So the parasha in the Torah, we don't need to wait until Rus to pick up the parasha again. Forget, Rus only was able to become a geiris because he's a parasha in the Torah of geiris. So at the end of the day, between all these chazal, there is a chiyuv on a bezdin to be nizkak to a gay, which means a bezdin is not allowed to close its doors and say, we don't want to do gayers, even though I'll tell you there were countries that took upon themselves not to be megaya at all, and that was because there were certain Swadi countries, because there was a proliferation of people who married, and we'll discuss it in a minute what halacha is if one it converts, one's megaya in order to marry. Does that actually pass in the gayers or not? We'll see about it. It doesn't pass in the gayers. But you know, the whole notion that this was going on large scale, so the going and the rabbanim of that now decided they're not going to do it at all. But otherwise, it's a parasha in the Torah, and a bezin's got a chiyuv to attend to this need, just like they've got to attend to other mice of bezin within the community. They've got a chiyuv to attend to theirs. And one can't just close one's eyes and say, I'm not metapol with Gairus at all. Very interesting, if we look to Rus, and we look to Rus as a prototype, and coming back to the question I received at 8:31 this morning about Gairus und Rus, Taisus actually quotes a number of Gairim, well-known Gairim in Klal Yisrael, and Taisus makes that as its pshara that we see Rus, and there were others as well. Taisus even asked the kashan that the Gairim came to Hillel and Gairimi al regal achas, etc. And it seems it's not a great case. Someone said, listen, I want to really fast track, I want to do it really quick, etc. The normal answer to that would have been hopping. But basically, he kept on that he was Gairim, so Taisus says, because Hillel had the insight and the foresight to know that this person, a great tenor like Hillel, could shmek, that even though now this person wasn't royal, but he was going to be royal later on, etc. Most interesting, when you come to Rus, we look at Rus, and there are various chazal in the parasha of Rus that refer to Gairus that tell us little pieces of information on the halakhos of Gairus. For example, when Nomi said, Shoivno benoisai, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, it's written three times, return. So Chazal say, it's a medrash, it's not brought to halacha. Not brought to halacha, interesting. The Gimel Mekoymet Ksiv Kan, Shoivno, Keneged Gimel Pa'amim Shadoichim Esageir, V'mitriach Yosem Yizeh Mekabel Moisai. Three times, one's meant to be Matchel again, and tell him no, and if they persist, then one takes it. In question, what is the reason of this Dechia? Why are we doing it? Yeah, it could be because we've learned Toshu Gevim Yisrotis HaPachas. So the answer is that if they do it well, and this will cover most of the Pshokim, if it's done properly, that means if it's not really covered through the mitzvah, it's not done properly, then we have all the problems. And in order to insist that they mean it with sincerity and authenticity and everything, then it speaks towards Natcha and they come back. The Torah Tamima here asks the question, why is this not brought to Halacha? It's a medrash and there's no chaylet. The Gemara in Yevamos also refers to the when they come along, you tell them, don't you know, the Klal Yisrael, they are the underdog, and they suffer, and they're persecuted, are you quite sure you want to? And if they say they do, then you carry on. It doesn't say it's a lot of free time. And it throws up a very interesting question with regards to Rus altogether in Gairus. The Peledik of that. Well, it stuns me each year. Elimelech was a godl haboy. He had two sons, Machlon and Chilei. When they married, were these ladies Jewish or were they not Jewish? Rus and Av, were they Jewish or Jewish? It's a Machlokes in the Medrash. So one man on the Medrash says they were Goyim, and one man on the Medrash says they were Nisgayim. Tell me, is it not a Pele? the Gadol Hadoi got two sons, and they were all living together. The tribal man, Moshe and the Chriyos. Mishka, tell us that. How do you understand it? So I saw the Bishad, Bishen Yitzchok, that's Paneach. And I also see it's also brought down Bishen Yitzchok, there's something very interesting. We mentioned, and this is a common misnomer in people make a mistake about this. What happens if someone is Megaya for an ulterior motive? The Shem Yishus, they come along and they say that they either want to marry or are married, and they want to marry somebody who's Jewish. So they're only converting as a guy because they want to marry. Is that a kosher gate or not a kosher gate? So the MS, the halacha in learning part of the Vomis, it's a kosher gate. Obviously, and when we get to that, the main core of Geirus is Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So if you're not going to become formal and keep Shabbos and Tashlin and everything, every chutz,